Kumlan and Block Gemara.
About 10. We are up to Dafnun. Here it is. Dafnun Zion on the Bay is the last two words. Here we are. Study. It's late. Amar Abayim Esad Amemar, Hani Beya the Treifa, the eggs of a bird that turned out to be Treif, Shichle Kama, the first eggs that come out that we really can see but didn't come out yet, they were sitting inside the chicken at the time, Asida are forbidden, since why? Since the Nunches Amar Al, the top line, since they are part of their mother, they're part of the chicken, so therefore, whatever happens to the mother happens to them. Any other eggs that are laid in the future have a lay are considered zev zegayim. The mother is treif, but the father, the rooster is kosher. So you have zev zegayim, something that you have two things that are causing it to happen. There's an argument whether it's osur or mutter. This and he holds that it's mutter. It says the shovin. Everyone agrees when it comes to beyas treifa. When it comes to the egg of a treifa, sha'asura, it is forbidden bipnei because shegodla beisa. It was raised by a mother who is treif. And you just said that no, this is the father involved as well. Zev is a grammar's mutter. So we answer hocha b'desafna ba'ara. There are two ways a chicken can conceive, can lay eggs. One is from having a male partner, and one is just from the warmth of the ground. In other words, there was no partner. And this is safna, battery caged eggs. And this is the safna, the ara. And therefore, the eggs that are coming from there is no other partner. It's 100% from the mother who's treif.
So you're talking about treif, which is external.
A treif, something's wrong with the chicken. Something's wrong with the hen.
Yeah, but
a hole in the lung.
Externally.
A hole in the lung.
How can you see a hole in the lung in your life?
Later, you checked the mother, and then you saw. Or, you just, the future, something external, yeah. A broken leg above the knee. Yeah, good point. Says the Gemara, V'lishna lei, why don't we answer B'shichla kama? Why doesn't it just say that there's talking about the first eggs that were laid? Im kenk, if so, Godla, why does it say that you raise Gomra Mabayla, should said concluded because it was conceived, it was raised, it started out when the animal was, when the hen was kosher. It only later should have said concluded. Elot, now we learned. Vlad treifa, if you have an animal that's treif and it's a calf, but Rabbi Lezer Imbala Yikla Mizbech, you cannot bring it to Mizbech if you found another baby inside, since the mother's treif, pasnish to bring it to Mizbech. Rabbi Shoyim Yikla, you could bring it to Mizbech. What are they arguing? They're arguing, Bishanitra Falbasai Vibra. They're arguing in this very point, the animal became treif and later on became pregnant, so when it became pregnant, the father, the male, was kosher. The mother, the female, was treif, and therefore they're arguing this concept of zev is a gremer, blessed sov is a gremer, asher b'shur sov is a gremer, mutter, that's what they're arguing. Yehachiv so why are they only arguing regarding karbonis? Let him argue b'chalik, if you're allowed to eat a calf, is it kosher? I'm miflugul gvoy, why are you arguing about karbonis? Liflugul hegit, whether it's kosher or not. So we answer, l'hoidi acha koichoy de Rabbi Yeshua, to teach you Rabbi Yeshua, how far Rabbi Yeshua goes. That feel l'gvoy namashoy, not only can you, an ordinary eat it, even the Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeach, can eat it also. Freddy Gemara, so why are you thinking such a big deal to say that you permitted? V'liflug lehed, you talk about, argue about an ordinary eat. L'hoidi acha koichoy Rabbi Lezer, teach you the koichoy Rabbi Lezer, that feel lehed namiyosa. That even an ordinary eat cannot eat it. Answering Gemara, koichoy teda adiflay. He'd rather tell you about something which is mutter. But everyone agrees the egg of a treifa sha'asura that is forbidden. Why is it asur? As we just said before, we're talking about a case where the eggs came to the hen on its own. There was no male partner. Says the Gemara, so what are we saying over here? That it's possible for a hen that's treif to continue to conceive and give birth to lay eggs. When yesterday we learned that you can't. Rabbi Achav Yaakov said that a treifa bird cannot lay eggs. In fact, that's the test. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Achav, sov like Rabbi Achav Yaakov. Rabbi Achav learns like Rabbi Achav Yaakov that says that a treifa can continue laying eggs, so therefore that's why it's possible to have eggs. Well, Masal Meim Makedamer, and learns the Meim the way we just said. However, Ravina loistov Rabbi Achav Yaakov, Ravina disagrees Rabbi Achav Yaakov. He holds that a hen that's treif can no longer lay eggs. It's sterile. So how do you understand a meima? What do you mean later eggs? There are no later eggs. Bahai Lishna, he changes the whole meima around in the following way. This is what a meima said. Hani beya, these eggs, the suffix treifa, a meima says, these eggs that are suffix treifa, we're not sure if it's treifa or not, the shichla kama, the first batch of eggs that Noah that was already conceived while it was kosher, and then it became treif, mashhinilu, you put it aside when it was laid, and you don't touch it. Ihodra v'tana, if it lays eggs again, then, you know, in the near future, then shayin. That's not a treif, and you can eat the first eggs. But v'loy, but if there doesn't lay any more eggs, then asin is forbidden. Everyone agrees with Be'ez Treifa that the egg of a Treifa Shasur Aser, that your God will be Isser, was raised by Isser. What are you saying? But you just said a minute ago that it's not, that any eggs laid in the future is good. Amalei Hasam, they're talking about Shikla Kama, the first batch of eggs. We leave it on the side until we determine is the egg, can it lay more eggs than it's a kosher bird? If it can't, it can't. Im Kain, if so. How can you say that? Godla, why does it raise? Gomer Bele, concluded. Tini, you're right. Change the word around. Gomra concluded. Elohad is not being learned Vlad Trefa. The Vlad of a Trefa. Lezrei Melah, you give them, don't bring them as Beyach, an animal that became Tref, and then had the baby calf. Don't put it on the Mizbeach. Sure, I mean, you could, but Mike could be where they're arguing in. And you tell me that once it's Tref, you can no longer bear anymore. It's sterile. So it must be talking about Kishi Ibril, for first is conceived and then became Tref. So what's the argument? So how come Rabbi Leza says that you cannot bring it in Mizbech? I'm sure you can. Rabbi Leza, he holds that the calf is exactly like the mother, and therefore you cannot bring it in Mizbech. And Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shua holds that Uber is not the Yerech of the mother. Says Imari Hochiv, so at the Mif. Very seldom today, I mean, we don't have really, you shech the mother and a pregnant animal. They don't shech pregnant animals. Talking about a pregnant animal, you found the calf inside. We don't shech. Ihoch, if so. Or, this is talking about over here that we know the mother externally is treif and had a baby, and we know that. Today we don't know anything because it comes, you know, thousands. Ihoch, if so, at the Miflug, why are they arguing about the Beis HaMikdash? Miflug had you talk about an ordinary person, whether you're allowed to eat it or not. If Uber Yerechimah, if the child, if the calf inside the mother, if the mother became treif while the baby calf was inside, you hold that the baby calf takes on all the properties of the mother, Uber Yerechimah, then the animal is treif. If you hold that the calf is a separate entity altogether, it's just getting its sustenance from the mother, but it's a separate entity, then you are allowed to eat it. So why are you arguing about the Mizbech, a carbon? Talk about if it's kosher treif. So we answer, the Acha Koich Rabbi Shua, tell you Rabbi Shua holds. Now what, that you let it even put it on the Mizbech. I will lift the good behead, you'd argue about an ordinary yid, the Acha Koich Rabbi Lezer, tell you what Rabbi Lezer holds, that even an ordinary yid cannot eat it. We enjoy talking about things which are mutter, rather than talking about things which are asr. We enjoy more. We think that you require more Yiddish Shemayim and more lumdus to say you're allowed to do this than to say asr. So easy to say, oh, no good, asr, treif. The kunst is to say mutter. But everyone agrees, Vadai, surely, but Be'ez Treifa, the egg of a non-kosher hen, Sha'asura, it is forbidden. It cannot be talking about the second batch, because there is no second batch. It's talking about the first batch, but the Shichla Kama, in the first batch, and my timer, why should be forbidden? L'chayda, they were conceived when the hen was kosher. Gufahi, because it's part, when an egg is closer to the mother than a baby calf. A baby calf is a totally separate entity, but an egg is considered, because they don't even have a shell around it till much later. In the beginning, it's like part of the chicken itself. So the egg inside the mother is mamish, like part of the hen, and whatever happens to the mother happens to the egg. So the egg is gufahi, part of the mother. The hilchasa, the Gemara includes halach is bezocha. Maybe I had an argument before how long a treifa can live by a male kosh named Azachayder. A male can live 12 months. And he can't live beyond 12 months of his treif. Abba Nekeva, how do you know by Nekeva? What's a test by Nekeva? Kosh, any letter. If he cannot give birth anymore, it's sterile, then you know it's treif. Says the Gemara, Rabbuna said, Kol bediyash ein be'etzim, any spineless animal like a creeper crawly. A fly cannot last for 12 months. Only animals that have vertebrae can last 12 months. We learn from an interesting thing from Ramuna. Shmuel said, Kishais, if you have GERDs. Shahatliya be'evel. So it did like this. If you have a fruit or something growing on the ground, and while it was growing, worms infested, we treat the worms as if they were crawling on the ground, and you're not allowed to eat this particular fruit. Machlek is Rashi, not according to Rashi, only the worm moved around inside. According to others, even if the worm didn't move around, the fact that it's while it's attached to the ground, it's as if it's crawling on the ground and it's treif. But if you cut off fruits, this is an interesting halacha which argues with science. If you cut off fruits, and you're sitting on your bowl, and all of a sudden worms appear, and it came when it was attached, if the worm did not leave the apple, even though the worm is inside, you're allowed to eat the worm. You're allowed to eat the worm. I was just now in Mexico, and they were selling there on the streets everywhere worms to eat, fried. fried worms, grill worms, or lines there, and all kinds of water insects. So you're allowed to eat the worm inside and out, but people, cheese, the more worms in the cheese, the more money they pay for it. If you go to Germany, it's very expensive cheese. The cheese we get is not real cheese. We get, you know, they wouldn't even look at the cheese we have. It's not cheese. The real cheese has worms in it. And the Prima Governor has a whole discussion if the worms are fleischig or milchig, because they come out of the cheese.
Actually, I'd rather have the real cheese.
Okay, you never tried it. So he's saying here, so what happens? So Shmuel said, the din is kishais shehitli, if you have these vegetables that wormed up, they ate there. If it's sitting on the ground, asura is forbidden. If it's detached, then the worms, if they didn't, as the moment the worm sticks its head out of the apple, you can no longer eat it, the worm, or the apple with the worms inside it. But if the worm is still inside the apple, go for it. So what happens? Hani tamri dekada. You have these dates that were placed in a barrel and they were cut off. And labosa treisa yachesos. A year went by and suddenly you found worms. And the question is: these worms were here before when they were still growing, or they only came about after we were placed in the barrel? Since you just told us that anything without a spine cannot live more. Rabbi Huna told it cannot live more than 12 months. Since it was in the barrel for 13 months, couldn't have been that these worms came from the ground. Must have been that these worms came now. Omar Rav says, Rav, less baka, there isn't a gnat, bar yema, that can live more than a day. The less didva, there isn't a fly, bar shos, can live more than a year. Flies can live up to a year. Omar Rav, papa labaya, but Amr Incha, there's a famous saying that people say, shave shni, for 7 years, imra, the rebel, the baksa mebaka, the female gnat is rebelling against her husband, the male gnat. The Amrila, she refuses to have any relationship, maternal relationship with the gnat. You know why? The Amrila, she says to him, Chazisa lebar mechuzah, you saw these fat people from the city of mechuzah. The Sacha b'mayi, they're going swimming. The Salik, when they go out, the Ich b'sadin, and they wrap themselves around with towels. And they say that Allah, you gnat, you go fly on top of them, umatzis b'nei, and you bite them and you suck out the blood. Mamash ha-mechaya, v'loya datali, the guy was so fat, there's enough blood there for me and you and a million other gnats. You didn't call me. You're a chaza, you don't call me. I'm not having any marital relations with you. They were making fun of the people of Mechuzah, how fat they are. But the people of the city of Mechuzah, how fat they are. They're very into food and all that. But what do we see from here? That a gnat can live 7 years. What do you tell me a gnat doesn't live more than a day? You're making a big deal out of people's sayings. How damage your people say, she's in money, parzula. They say that 70 portions of metal. Tolu le baka, Bekuna say, is hanging for this gnat on his hammer. Mi ika, is that possible? Can you picture a heavy load? Iyo gufa kamahave, how big is he? We're exaggerating. We mean in his weights. When we say 60 this, 70 this, in his weights. When we say 7 years, we mean in his lifetime. 7 years can be 7 seconds. Something we learned over there. Behema balas heda golim. An animal should have 4 legs. If an animal has 5 legs, English only has 3 days of moon. You cannot bring him as bear because it has a defect, a flaw. But it's not treif because the animal has to live, but it's a defect. When do we say that it's not treif if the 4 legs, 1 leg is missing or an extra leg? No big deal. Because an extra leg is as if it's missing, so you're missing a leg. But the hind legs, if a leg is missing, treif. Because this is like the thigh is missing. When before that, by an animal, the thigh is missing, it's a problem. Not only can't you bring him as bech, it's also treif. Why? My timer called, yes, it cannot let me. The fact that it has an extra leg in the back, just like the leg is missing, and is as if, not that the extra leg is missing, as if 1 leg is missing with it. So you're minus a leg, you're down on a leg. And so therefore, it's like Shmutas Yerech. We said before that if a leg is cut, it's all right. But if a leg is missing, a thigh is missing, it is treif. It is treif. Says the Gemara, there was an animal that had it had the 2 parts of the that the wolf hates to eat, right under the esophagus, 2 of them instead of 1. Now if you say kol yes and nothing, as if it's missing, it has nothing. I sue the Ravina the tarfi made treif from the Ravuna. Based on Ravuna said, because 1 extra 1 is like not just that 1 extra 1. The way Rashi learns is like the extra one obviously is missing, but also the one that was there already originally is missing. You take 1 against 1. Other Rishonim say is only the extra one is missing, but it's as if you pulled it out and you ripped it out, and that's the problem. Rational as if, no, we take one for one. If you have three legs, it's as if you only have one leg. Because the extra leg, you take away the other leg with it. So it leaves you only one leg. But if they're pouring to each other, trade is cautious as if it's one big one. I goofs, there was this, what do you call it? The pipe, let's say, meat, the nafkin, the bekosi, that was sticking out. They had like this pipe of meat that was sticking out between the two stomachs. So, but actually, one made treif. It was like sort of extra. What's all this? Extra means it's missing. What are you talking about? All the animals out in the forest, all the animals out in the outside have these two things. That's how they're created here in this town. That's how they are. It's not treif. That's how they are. There was another one, a pipe of meat that was going out from another stomach to from Beit Kisei to Karsa, from one stomach to another, a different case. So you want to make a kosher as well, because it's the same thing at Beit Kisei and Huvlila. Why can't you make kosher from Beit Kisei to Karsa? You want to use one needle for everything. Every last time, you cannot compare one treif to the next. Just because this is kosher doesn't mean that is kosher. So kul atu kula bechada mechita machtinu. You want to use one needle to sew everything. Hey chedid meidmar, where we said it's kosher is kosher. If you tell me that the animals and the outside and the yonder, that's how they are. They have this extra piece of meat, therefore it's kosher. But this is not hey chedid meidmar. This is not kosher. Hey, Nosson Bashila, Nosson Bashila testified. Rav Tav Chayid is a poyder. Lifnei Rebbe, he took the head of all the shochtim. They had a union of shochtim. He took the head of all the shochtim, brought him before Rebbe and Tzipoyri, al Shnei, and they testified. Al Shnei. Shnei Bnei Mayim, two intestines. Hayoytzim Rabbeim Mekechad. He had two sort of the intestines, the two the canter. He had two of them. Usually, the one had two, and they both come out of the stomach. One is on one end, and one is in the middle. He said that's treif. It's not normal, and it's treif because we had a rule. Anything extra is as if it's missing. Not this, the other thing is missing as well. So if you have no intestines, ukinegdan ba'oy k'shei. The same thing by bird is kosher. By bird also, even though it's not common, it's kosher. Why? Because by birds outside, some birds have it as well. Even though it's not that common, some birds have it and they live. And Rashi brings other opinions, says every bird has this sort of. And because you have the crap, and the crap is like part of the intestines. Uconnecting shade. I met Ramon and she ate some shame. They come out two different places, one on top of the intestines, one in the middle of the intestines. Aval Yatesim Mogmer, they both come out in the same place, right next to each other. The colon atke etzba, and they conclude like the size of fingers, so it's really like one big piece. And they know they unite the two separate pieces, but they're next to each other, and then they form one as well, the size of finger, shade is kosher. Pligiba, in this din that you said, they come out from one place. It's kosher, is an argument of Amir Ramasi. Chadam, and one says, who the Hadri v'Arvi, that they got mixed up together, they had to become one mamish. That's when it's kosher. The Chadam, and the other one says, I forgot the Lahadri v'Arvi, even though they didn't come one together, as long as they're very close to each other within a finger, it is kosher. Bishlam, and the Hadri v'Arvi, they become one. That's why it has to be the size of the finger, because they become one. Elamadam, I forgot the Lahadri v'Arvi, they become one. My Atke Ezba, what do you mean, like a finger? That atke ezbul mata, there where we excrete down there, they all become very close together, so that at least they become one where excrete the dung, where the animal excretes the dung, so that at least they join somewhere. Rabbi Yehuda Eimet im nitla hanaitzav. So Yehuda says that you said that the feathers, if the bird was flayed and the feathers are missing, is kosher. I hold that the small feathers attached to the body have been removed, it is treif. One thing. Rabbi Yehuda just said that a flayed bird is, if it's a big one, it's all right, but a small one is a treif. You know, but he holds that the small feathers are mamish like the skin of the bird, different treif. And Rabbi Shmuel says, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Hanoitzeh Mitztarefes, if you, let's say, have a mind to eat a kazayas of a bird, when you shecht a carbon, you have a mind to eat a kazayas of that bird, whatever it is, in the wrong place at the wrong time. A kazayas can include a piece of the bird plus the feathers, because the feathers are considered talking about the small feathers attached to the very small feathers, not the big ones. It's like part of the bird. So we see they also hold as part of the skin, part of the bird. Here holds that the little feathers are part of the bird. Regarding the laws of treifa, the lekamidi, the megin Allah. What's going to protect the bird if there's no feathers left? Ah, but in the gula becomes a pickle. Maybe kira bonus fiddle that nobody really eats it. The whole idea of pickle is eating. Who eats the small feathers? Therefore, he holds there's no pickle. Ah, can I go back to my house? I'm going to pickle, only going to pickle. Why? Because may he hold, maybe some people do eat it. I believe in Trefa, I'm going to make him. He holds Trefa. The little feathers don't really protect the bird. The skin protects the bird, not the little feathers. And therefore, who cares if the feathers are missing? We'll stop here in the Mitzvah Shem. You saw Patil on Friday. We'll stop in the Mishnah. Please.